and it interprets it according to that deep-seated conditioning. And so life becomes very problematic because nothing is seen clearly. Nothing is simple. Everything is complex, conflict-ridden, and problematic through the labeling process. And that is the self, the mind-made self. That is the egoic entity, the me, the little me. And as we saw yesterday, never at ease, except very brief moments for a little while. Never sensing a sense of completeness, a true deep aliveness, rootedness, free of fear. Fear is an inevitable companion of that state of unconsciousness. And so you're always waiting for completion in the next moment to add something to me. We saw that yesterday. The need, the compulsive need to add more content to me. So we are stepping out of that. This is why we are here tonight. Not to add more to all those identifications, to all that content, but to allow a different state of consciousness to arise that is unconditioned. To step out of a conceptualized sense of self, out of the story of me, to see an infinitely deeper and vaster sense of who you are that is already there underneath all the mind movements, underneath the story of me with my past and suffering, underneath the grievances that the ego loves so much, underneath the reactivity that the egoic entity thrives on, just looking for the next thing, or the next problem, the complaints that it loves. Complaining makes up a large part of many people's mind movement. If you look into it clearly, how much of that incessant stream of thinking is actually complaining, some form of complaint in your head about this person, this situation, this place. And that movement of carrying grievances, the need to be reactive, adopt a reactive relationship to everything that happens, the complaining, the pattern of continuous complaining and looking for the next thing because it strengthens that never enough sense of me. And people don't realize that through complaining, mentally or verbally. And I'm not saying complaining to tell somebody, please don't step on my foot. remove your foot from my foot, you're not complaining, you're telling somebody to do something about it. That's not complaint. To say, we are using it in another sense here, to tell somebody, please, the soup is cold, I ordered a hot soup, take it back, please. It's not a complaint, it's just telling somebody to do something about this situation. So we're not talking about you becoming a doormat and let everything happen.